Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob Johnson in front of the Riverside Theater in downtown Milwaukee. This is the kind of day you wait 3.5 years for, and after it finally comes, you hope to high heaven you're never going to have to wait for another one like it after you consider the cause. You can already hear an awful lot of crowd noise down here. Hear these multitudes of people on either side of the street. But I wish you could see it. I wish you were down here to see it. There's paper, colored paper of every description flowing down in the streets. Little boys and girls with horns. Boys with extra newspapers, crowds of people, color. Let's see what some of these people have to say. What is your name, sir?
Clarence Wynn.
Where do you live, sir?
1835 North 9th.
How does this news affect you? What do you think?
I don't know. I'm glad to hear it. That's all.
You bet you're glad to hear it. Think it's going to happen again soon?
No.
Well, now let's find somebody else in the crowd. Here's the gentleman with the cigarette. What is your name, sir?
Herman James.
Where do you live?
1223 North Van Buren.
Well, how's this news affecting you, boy?
Well, I'm damn glad it's over. That's all I got to say.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Everybody's glad it's over. Young fellow, what is your name?
Craig Carter.
Craig Carter, where do you live, Craig?
2938 North Friday.
You're talking over WISN. Did you know that? What do you think about this armistice?
Oh, I think it's pretty good.
You do? That shot you heard, ladies and gentlemen, was not the last shot of the war. It was one of the many firecrackers that are falling all over here. There's paper streaming down from the tops of buildings. Every conceivable kind of noise-making machine. People blowing on things, pounding each other and so forth. Young lady, what is your name?
Marge Stoddicker.
What's that again?
Marge Stoddicker.
Where do you live, Marge?
In the west side.
You live on the west side. What's your address? What's your address?
41st Montague.
I see. What do you think of this big celebration?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh, it's normal.
You think they'll try it again soon?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. Traffic is becoming more and more clogged up all the time. Thank you, Marge, by the way. Traffic is becoming more clogged up. Street cars can hardly get through. Here's a young fellow. He's got a horn in his hand and a newspaper, which he isn't reading. What do you think, young fellow? What is your name?
Peter Sinclair.
Where do you live?
3274 North New Wall Street.
What are you doing downtown?
I've seen the celebration.
Seen the celebration? What celebration?
What celebration?
Yeah.
Death.
You think you're going to remember this day for a long time?
Sure.
What do you think of General MacArthur as the man to command over the Japanese?
Sure, any general that knows the business.
Well, I guess he knows it, doesn't he, young fella?
Yeah.
Here's a lady here looking at me. What is your name?
Miss Marty.
What's that again?
Violet Marty.
Violet? Where do you live, Violet?
Gary, Indiana.
Gary, what are you doing up here in Milwaukee?
Visiting relatives.
What do you and your relatives think about this great
day? Oh, swell.
Think the Japs are going to try it again in a hurry?
Hell no.
No, that's my card there. You don't think they're going to try it again in a hurry?
No.
You think they've had enough, do you?
Yes, sir.
3.5 years of war is a pretty long time, isn't it?
Right.
Yep. I really wish it could be here right in front of me as a little fellow. He's got a purple hat on with a yellow visor, and a piece of paper just blew down in front of me. He has a horn. He isn't blowing. I think the horn's worn out. What's your name, young fella?
Billy Driver.
How old are you, Billy?
7.
You're 7 years old. You know what day this is? You know what all this noise is for, Billy?
Yes.
Why?
Because we won the war.
That's right. Who did we win over? Who did we fight?
Yes.
That's right. We fought the Japanese and we won, didn't we? You want to remember this day, Billy? Remember it a long time, won't you? Huh?
Yeah.
Well, that was from Billy. The crowds are getting thicker all the time. The trolley wires and the telephone wires are becoming loaded with this paper around here. Up the street, I see a sign over Wisconsin Avenue that says, volunteer in the United States Navy, but nobody seems to be paying much attention to the sign right now. The traffic sign says, go down here, but nobody is going. They're just watching this celebration. Let's see, here's a fellow with a beautiful horn. What is your name?
Steve Urette.
How old are you, Steve?
13.
Where do you live?
I just got out from Hollywood, California.
Is that your home?
Yes.
How do you think they're taking this news out there?
All I can say is thank God.
Thank God. Well, that's a darn good sentiment. Yes, sir. I think more and more people must be hearing about this every minute because they're coming in greater numbers. Every once in a while, a flag comes down the street, a tremendous flag carried by a lot of people. In front of it and back of it, small children carrying flags, people of every age, every size. What is your name, fella?
Arnold Spella.
How old are you, Arnold?
28.
28? You look a lot younger than that. What do you think of this Japanese?
I think it's the best thing that ever happened.
You think it's ever going to have to happen again? Do you think they've had enough?
I don't think so. We're going to be safeguarded against that.
You think the Japanese are going to remember Pearl Harbor as long as we do?
You said it.
I guess they will. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was a fatal day when Japan decided to bomb Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. And if the Japs don't believe that, I wish they could see that crowd. But here's a bunch of young fellas coming to me, all of them in T-neck shirts. Come over here, boys. Come on over. These fellas look as though there's a celebration going on. What's your name, sir?
Frank Donovan.
Well, how are you, Frank? Where do you live, Frank?
Green Bay, Wisconsin.
What are you doing down here?
Going to college.
Going
my
to college.
Buddy.
Tommy, what are you what are you doing right this minute, Frank? What do you think of this victory?
Yeah, God, I'm out of the Army anyway.
You're out of the Army. Were you in it?
No, but I'm going to be in a couple of weeks.
Oh, you were going to be in a couple of weeks. Well, as I said before, nobody seems to be paying any attention. What's that?
Oh. My name's Jim Clary. I'm from Chicago.
What do you think of this day, Jim?
Oh, I'm really happy.
Did you expect the victory to come this soon?
No, I didn't expect it.
What do you think made the Japs give in? The Russian attack?
Oh, the bombs.
The bombs,
yeah.
You think they had enough of those already on two cities, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I think they did, too. Well, thanks a lot, Jim. Whoop, that was Jim from Chicago. The crowd is getting even thicker. Who hasn't spoken yet?
Sailor.
The sailor. Come here, sailor. By all means, let's hear from a man in the service. Sailor, this is radio station WISN. We'd like to hear from you. After all, you're one of the men who helped win this victory. What do you think of this victory?
Oh, I think it's terrific, really. It's hard to believe. I just can't get over it.
It is hard to believe, isn't it, fella? It
certainly is.
Did you think it would come this soon?
Well, no, I didn't. I had a couple of brothers in here, and I just can't get used to celebrating without thinking of them, first of all.
Those boys will be coming back pretty soon, won't they?
Well, one of them won't. He's way out there.
Oh? Well, thanks. So, by the way, what is your name?
Yellen, George Yellen.
Where are you from, George?
New York City.
New York City. You stationed out here, are you?
Yes,
down,
I just came out here.
Down Great Lake?
That's right.
Well, thanks a lot, George. We're glad to have heard from you. Ladies and gentlemen, just a minute. Here come some naval cadets from Marquette. No, they got a... Here comes a serviceman, a corporal. Come here, corporal. Come here, corporal. He's got service ribbons on his... Oh, he's a little bashful. He's got a girl with him, and he doesn't want to speak in front of her. He might commit himself. Here they are. Here are those... Here's a naval officer. Here's an ensign. Come here, sir. No, they're so busy celebrating. They're so busy celebrating, they don't have time to stop. Really, these... I see a fellow over here in a yellow shirt with a Hawaiian lei around his neck. I wonder where that came from. Well, let's see. What is your name, sir?
John Henke.
Where are you from, John? Where
Milwaukee.
Do you live? Milwaukee.
Milwaukee? Yeah.
What do you think of this great celebration?
Well, it's okay to me, I expected it sooner.
You did?
Yeah.
A lot of folks didn't expect it for a long time. What do you think made the Japanese give in so quick?
Just that bomb.
Do you think they meant it, or do you think they got some trick up their sleeves?
I really think they've got some stunt up their sleeve.
I don't think
now.
I don't think it'll do them much good, do you?
No.
Neither do I. Thanks a lot, sir. Here's a naval officer. Where's that naval officer? Here he is. Here's that ensign.
Come on,
will you? We'd like to hear from you, sir. After all, you're a member of the service. What is your reaction to all this celebration and so forth?
Well, I suppose we're glad it's over, and that's about the only thing we can say about it.
We're all darn glad it's over, aren't we, sir? What is your name, sir?
Tyner.
You're an ensign.
That's
where
right.
Are you from, Mr. Tyner?
Minnesota.
Well, Ensign Tyner. It'll be Mr. pretty soon, won't it?
Well, probably. You can't tell.
Well, you think the Japs have got some trick up their sleeve? A lot of folks seem to think
no,
that.
I don't think so. The thing has been rolling for a long time, and it's finally completed.
Thanks a lot, Ensign. I'm very glad to have heard from you. Thank you. Now, if I can get back up on the curb. All right. Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this is radio station WISN. Bob Johnson talking in downtown Milwaukee in front of the Riverside Theater. We'd like to hear from... Here's another sailor. What is your name, sir?
Dick Jewett.
Where are you from, Dick?
From Great Lakes, Illinois.
Been stationed there all the time, have you?
No, I just got there today.
What do you think of this great news?
Well, I think it's a great thing.
Were you scheduled to go overseas pretty soon?
No, I wasn't.
Have you been overseas?
No, I haven't.
Well, in any event, you probably won't be going now, will you?
That's right. I think everybody ought to kneel down tomorrow and say a good prayer. This thing is all over with.
Well, sir, there's millions of people, thousands of people down here that echo your sentiments, and I know that a lot of them are going to be doing just that. Thanks a lot, sir. Good luck to you.
We have four policemen on the corner of Wisconsin and 3rd Avenue. Four of them. Two on each side of the street. People are throwing paper in the air. And, they're just having a good time. Incidentally, we didn't tell you that we're on the second floor of F.W. Grand, the silver stores here in Milwaukee. Incidentally, this is the second floor that we're talking to you from at the present time. Right now, we're going to hang our microphone out for just a second and let you hear all the noise. A while back, we had one of the interurbans coming in from out of town, and it stopped on the, I believe that's the west corner of 3rd Street, and they just couldn't get started up. They opened the door to let somebody off, and they were stuck because it seems that half of Wisconsin Avenue piled aboard that interurban, and they couldn't move. Somebody got a hold and found the horn on the interurban, or the whistle, whatever you wish to call it, and just blew that thing for about 2 minutes straight. And the crowd gathered around. It seemed to empty in the rest of the street. They have traffic lights going, as Bob Johnson told you a while back, but the traffic in the middle of the street, people are walking up and down Wisconsin Avenue. They're holding an orderly pace on the right side of the street, going their respective ways. And also, there is no cross traffic. They just seem to be milling up and down Wisconsin Avenue on this VJ Day. A happy day here in Milwaukee, a happy day to the whole world. We see a sailor down here. He's got a milk bottle. He's celebrating with a milk bottle. Well, good for him. Evidently, his horse must have left off someplace, so he's just riding the wagon right down the corner of 3rd and Wisconsin Avenue. A milk bottle. Well, he's a generous soul. He's giving somebody a drink down there, that milk bottle. There's a little girl that he's giving a drink right now, and she seems happy about the whole situation. Find that she's found a lost chum, and the fact that, the fact that somebody else drinks milk besides her. We have all types of different hats, horns, the street is practically littered with paper at the present time. New Year's? If New Year's would come like this once a year, oh boy. We have two boys right out in the middle of the street. They seem to form a blockade across the street, and as people go by, they're selling newspapers. Whether they want them or not, some people just take the newspapers and keep on walking, and the boys don't seem to care. They just are happy about the whole thing. They've got newspapers. Whether they sell them or not, that's the main issue. We see down in front of us two Royal Canadian Air Force men, I believe they are. They're celebrating amongst the good old Americans in Milwaukee as if they were a part, and they definitely are a part, of the Allies. Flags of all sizes, little ones, big ones, silk ones, cotton ones, whatever size you want. The theaters don't seem to be doing much business, as we can see quite a few from our position up here on top of Grand's, the second floor on 30 Wisconsin Avenue. Even if they wanted to do business, they couldn't, for the simple reason that they're just jammed in front. It's just one surging mass of humanity at the present time. Children are riding on top of their father's head. Here's a car coming across the road. I would say it has anywhere from 20 to 30 people perched on top of it. Tires? Well, why worry about tires at the present time? We can get all the tires we want. Maybe. Oh, maybe. Well, like President Truman has said, or he's intimated, we should say, that very shortly after VJ Day, we'll get more gasoline. Tire rationing will be dropped shortly. Food rationing will be dropped shortly. How shortly it is, we don't know. Over on top of one of the telephone poles over here is some gentleman with a camera. If he's from any of the newspapers, that we don't know. He's just having a gay time sitting up there. It seems like old father son himself taking pictures left and right. It's just one big surging flash. Firecrackers, well, you can figure it out for yourself. We have plenty of them down here on 3rd and Wisconsin Avenue. It's VJ Day, oh, happy day. Seems about the only type of vehicles that can get down in the downtown area are cabs, ambulances, and emergency vehicles of that sort. The center part of town is blocked off. If any of you have plans in coming downtown to Milwaukee in the center of town, we'd suggest that, well, you leave your car on the outskirts because you cannot get close to town. We are not sure of the limit that was set. I believe it's Clybourne Avenue. And Jefferson, I am not sure. I'm not going to make any quotations on that. You'll just have to come downtown and find out how far you can drive. From there on in, you will have to walk. The crowd seems to be getting heavier all the time on the corner here. As far as the policemen are concerned, they don't care which way the traffic goes. In fact, they're having a good time. Somebody just took off a policeman's cap and put it on. Well, I don't know. We got the other one. We have five policemen down on the corner. Across the street from us is a large drugstore, which has closed. The doors are closed.
They couldn't accommodate all the business. I imagine they'd have a terrific time if the doors were open now. Horns of all description. Here's a boy down here. He has one of the old horns that would be on, well, Father's Model T, one of those things that you turn with a crank. And every time somebody walks by, he points the thing at him and turns that crank, and away they jump. I don't know where they got all the horns. They must have been saving those for New Year's Eve or something, or have been saving them the last couple of years. I haven't seen any horns and hats and all the gay things that go along with the celebration. I haven't seen them on the counters for sale for some time. Here comes a parade. I would say a parade. Oh, maybe about 12 children. They have a flag that's about 10 by 20 feet long, and they're carrying it proudly down Wisconsin Avenue. They are a happy group. Well, all we can say is it's a happy day here in Milwaukee, and if you want to have a good time, well, come on out and come on downtown to Milwaukee here. You really enjoy yourself.
And thank you, Hugh Williams. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Hugh Williams on the corner of 3rd and Wisconsin Avenue. I believe he's up on the second floor over the top of the W.T. Grant Dime Store.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob Johnson, WISN, back downtown in front of the Riverside Theater. Since I spoke with you a few minutes ago, the crowds have increased. As I look west up Wisconsin Avenue, I see more people than I ever saw before in my life in one single aggregation. There are servicemen being carried on the shoulders of other servicemen down the street. The paper is piling up. By the way, this is a good time to remember that we're still saving waste papers, so don't forget those papers at home. Remember that the official VJ Day isn't here yet. Here comes a little girl perched, oh, she's about 3 years old, perched high on her daddy's shoulder. She looks very baffled by all this, as though she didn't know quite what it was all about. No doubt her father will tell her and keep it fresh in her memory. Here's a lady standing beside me in a pretty yellow coat. This is WISN, madam. Would you tell us your name?
Mrs. Lasnik.
Where do you live, Mrs. Lasnik?
5017 North Lake Drive.
What do you think of this great celebration?
Well, it's a sight that I've never witnessed in my life. It's so exciting, I really don't know what to say.
It's a rather beautiful sight, isn't it?
It's beautiful, I'll say.
And yet we all hope that we don't have to go through a sight like this for the same reason again.
I hope not. Never again.
I don't think that we shall. You know, ladies and gentlemen, all this noise, we call it background noise that you hear, are the voices of thousands upon thousands of people. They're the voice of Milwaukee, the voice of America, as a matter of fact, rejoicing over this victory over people who for 2,500 years hadn't been defeated and said that they never would. A people who said that their emperor was destined to rule over the whole world, and it seems that he rolled the wrong pair of dice, or they were loaded because it didn't work out that way. Here's a young lady in front of me, a little girl in a pretty green coat. What is your name?
Judy Kramer.
Judy, this is WISN. You're talking over the radio now. Do you know what day this is? Why all these people are down here?
VJ Day.
What does VJ Day mean?
It's the end of the war of the whole United States.
That's right. It's the end of the war for the whole world, isn't it?
Yes.
You think you'll remember this day for a long time to come?
I think so.
I think that you will, too. How old are you, Judy?
7.
You're 7. I think you'll remember it. I was only 5 years old at the last armistice, and I don't remember as much as this. Thanks a lot, Judy. Here's a lady over here. She has a very pretty piece of costume jewelry. We're going to listen. What is your name, madam?
Ann Crone.
Where do you live, Ann?
2603 West Salinas.
This, Ann, is WISN, and we'd like to hear from as many people as we can. What do you think of this great celebration?
Oh, I think it's just wonderful. And I wonder if my two boys are all right down in Luzon.
Well, I have a hunch that they are. Don't you have a hunch that they are, too?
I hope so.
And they'll be home one of these days. How long have they been away?
2 years.
That's a long time, isn't it?
Overseas.
A long time of waiting. Well, think how happy you'll be when it'll be another VJ day for you when they come home, won't it?
Yes.
Well, don't you worry. They will be, too. The crowds are getting thicker all the time. There are more flags going down the street. Flags on broom handles, flags on poles, children on shoulders, people pounding each other on the back. Every conceivable kind of celebration. Here's a gentleman here. What is your name, sir?
Tudio Viola.
What is that again?
Tudio Viola.
Tudio? How old are you, Tudio?
14.
Where do you live?
On Boston Street.
You see? You hear that?
Yeah.
That wasn't a bullet, was it? That was just a firecracker. You seem to be overwhelmed by all this celebration. What do you think of it?
It's okay.
Just a minute. Somebody's pulling on this cord. There we are. An awful lot of people down here, and they can't see it. You think it's okay? It's a lot more than just okay, isn't it?
Yeah.
You think the Japs are going to try it again soon?
No.
I don't think they are either. I think they've had enough. Seem to be having a lot of cord trouble here, folks. A reminder that this is Bob Johnson of WISN in front of the Riverside Theater in downtown Milwaukee. Every second that I speak, there are more people. They must be leaving their homes in droves. More paper is coming down. I think the people would walk on the trolley wires if they felt safe up there. The lights just turned on up above. Gives us more light in the situation. And since we have more light, let's step down here and speak to this lady about to blow a horn. What is your name, madam?
Mrs. Fleschel.
Where do you live, Mrs. Fleschel?
2306A West Vine Street.
What do you think of all this celebration?
Well, I think it's real nice.
Did you expect the Japs to surrender as quick as they did?
Well, I didn't think they surrendered so quick as they did.
I don't think a lot of folks did. Have you any sons or relatives in the service?
I have a lot of friends in the service.
You'll be glad to see them come home, won't you?
Oh, you bet I do.
Well, everybody's going to be glad to see these boys come home, and now at long last is a promise that they are going to come home. There's a gentleman over there with a little... Oh, he escaped me. I think he's got Mike Fright. He's bashful. No, she said not me. Here's a gentleman here that we'd like to hear from. What is your name, sir?
Maybe you better speak to my wife. She has a brother and who's waiting for deployment.
You don't mean that she wears the pants in the family? That you're
sometimes,
gonna let her...
sometimes not.
And she is right now?
Well, let's hope so.
What is your name, madam?
Mrs. David Schwinn.
Your husband, Mrs. Schwinn, says he'd like to hear from you. What do you think of this great celebration?
Well, I'm very thrilled about it. My brother's coming home to his family.
Well.
And, of course, we're all very happy.
Thanks an awful lot, Mrs. Schwinn. We're glad to have heard from you. Here's a gentleman over here. Is your wife going to speak for you, too, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
I think he can speak for himself.
Well, why don't you speak? What is your name, sir?
Harry Pizarik.
Where do you live, Mr. Pizarik?
1621 North 54th.
Have you ever seen a celebration like this
yes,
before?
Yes, sir. I was just a little boy of 10 years old of the last war.
Back in 1918.
That's right.
Well, Milwaukee has certainly turned out proud, haven't they? Have you any relatives in the service?
Yes, sir, lots of them.
They're all coming home before long, aren't they?
15 nephews, I think.
Think the Champs are going to try it again for a while?
Oh, I think they're scared of us.
I think they are, too.
They can't monk around with us, Americans.
I think we've got the Emperor scared out of his kimono, don't you?
You tell him.
I think so, too. Well, folks, I'm off. I seem to have an affinity for this street here. I keep stepping down off the curb. I'm back on the sidewalk. Here's a lady smiling at me. Oh, she got away. I shouldn't smile at people. It doesn't work. But here's a group of young men. What is your name, young fellow?
Everett Cavucci.
Mr. Cavucci. Everett Cavucci. I'll call you Ev. Where do you live, Ev?
On Park, please.
What do you think of all this celebration here?
Fine.
What do you think the Japs would think if they could see us right now?
Sad story.
Yeah, I think they'd say, so sorry, sad story, or something like that. That's poor poetry, but it rhymes, doesn't it? Well, Ed, and everybody else, the crowds are getting thicker all the time. In the windows of the store across the street, in each window, there's an American flag. And believe me, the American flag never looked lovelier than it does right this minute. We'd like to hear from some more of these people. There's a group of young ladies down here, and I'm never one to... Here's a girl from Missouri. Maybe she doesn't believe it. Let's find out.
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I sure do.
What is your name, girl from Missouri?
Peggy Kendall.
Peggy, that's a pretty name. You think this is all wonderful?
My first experience.
You weren't, you didn't see the last armistice.
No.
And you hope this is the last one,
I hope
you?
This is the last one.
Well, so you think the Japs are going to try this again in a hurry?
They better not.
Well, that's a good spirit, and I think the Japs feel that, too. They better not. Here's a young man that says that I promised him a while ago he could come back later, and we want to hear from him. So what is your name, young fella?
Jim Gasson.
Where do you live, Jim?
I'm 39 Fondulac Avenue.
Fondulac, have you been hanging around all this time waiting?
No.
You haven't? You mean you went off and found your way back here?
Yeah.
You're unusual. I couldn't do that myself if I stepped 10 feet away from here. Well, what have you got to say about all this?
I don't know. You're
a young fella. You know, tomorrow, I mean 20 years from now or so, you're going to be the fellow that, along with a lot of other kids, are going to be grown up and running the country. What do you think of all this? You think the Japs are going to try it again?
No, they couldn't. We'd lick them again.
I think that we'd scare them out of their wits before they ever started, don't you?
Yeah.
What do you think of this fellow Hirohito? Do you think he's happy tonight?
No.
I don't think so either. I think he's crying into his Japanese sleeves, don't you?
Yeah.
I think the whole nation is. Well, they deserve to cry, don't they? Mm-hmm. After all they've done. Well, thanks a lot, Jimmy. Thanks an awful lot. I'd like to hear from somebody else here. A reminder, ladies and gentlemen, this is WISN, Bob Johnson talking in front of the Riverside Theater in downtown Milwaukee.
And thank you, Bob Johnson. Ladies and gentlemen, this is WISN Milwaukee.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob Johnson, back in front of the Riverside Theater in downtown Milwaukee, and I have somebody here that we all want to hear from. Mr. Guy Kibbe of the movies just stepped out in front of the theater.
Folks, I'm so excited I can't say much. It's a wonderful day for me. I see my boys back before long now, and this is a marvelous demonstration here. In front of the theater, the place is crowded, people are going wild, and all I can say is that thank God it's over, and we can live in peace again. Thank you.
Thanks an awful lot, Mr. Kibbe. Shall we hear from some more? Sure. Here's a lady here in a lovely red dress. That was Mr. Guy Kibbe that spoke just a few minutes ago, and now all of Milwaukee would like to hear from you. What is your name?
Esther Adair.
Where do you live, Esther?
1109 North Cass Street.
What do you think of all this celebration?
Oh, I'm so happy. This is the happiest day in 3 years. My husband is over in Guam, and I expect he'll be home sooner than I expected.
Well, gee, that's fine. Did you think it would end this soon?
No, I didn't. I thought it would go into next year.
Well,
I'm so glad.
When your husband comes back, he'll return to a very lovely wife. Thanks an awful lot. Glad to have heard from you. And you, sir, what is your name? This is WISN Milwaukee, by the way. We'd like to hear
Lester Bradshaw.
Lester, where are you from, Mr. Bradshaw?
Milwaukee.
What do you think of all this?
Oh, I think it's great. I just think it's great. I think it's fine, and, well,
I did you expect it to come so soon?
No, I didn't.
What do you think made the Japs give in as quick as they did? I think it was the bomb or the Russians or
well,
what?
I think the Russians played a big part in the winning of the war.
I don't doubt it. After all, when you see people coming at you from both sides,
right.
It's time to do some thinking. Well,
thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Bradshaw. Here's a young fellow here. He's been eating, gosh, I don't know what you've been eating. What is that, a chocolate eclair or something?
No.
What is your name?
Gary.
Gary? Where are you from, Gary? Where do you live?
Button Street.
Button Street?
Yes.
What do you think of all this celebration? How old are you, Gary?
I'm 14.
You're 14. What do you think of all this celebration here?
Having a lot of fun.
You think the Japs are happy this evening?
Nope.
You think these boys of ours overseas are happy?
Yeah.
Do you have any brothers or sisters in the service?
No, I have an uncle in the service.
And he'll be coming back?
Yeah.
He lives in Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Well, you'll be seeing him pretty soon. Thanks an awful lot, young fellow. We're glad to... Here's a little boy. An awfully cute little boy. He's blowing on a tiny red, white, and blue whistle. Very appropriate colors, too. And I think that he has mic fright, but his dad doesn't. What is your name, sir?
Bill Bishop.
Where are you from, Mr. Bishop? Where
Milwaukee.
Do you live?
Whitefish Bay.
Whitefish Bay. How does all this impress you, all this tremendous ceremony?
Last year, we're very, very glad it's all over, and I think that the celebration is quite in order, and if we can... The more they do, the merrier we'll all be, I think.
It is quite an order, isn't it?
It sure is.
After all the tales we've heard of what they've done in some other cities, the destruction and so forth, Milwaukee celebration is quite an order, isn't it?
It certainly does seem that way, particularly after listening to New York all day on nothing at all.
That's right. In spite of all that order, there's a lot of people down here, aren't there? Everybody in Milwaukee seems
terrific crowd coming down a while ago. The roads seem to be crowded all the way downtown.
Yeah?
From out in the suburbs.
Well, they all seem to be feeding right into this town. Well, into the street, rather. Well, thanks an awful lot. And when that young fellow grows up, why, you get him in front of a microphone and get rid of that mic right here. Boy, gets him down, won't you? Is your wife here?
Yes, she's here somewhere. She is right here.
We'd like to hear from you. What do you think of all this celebration?
Oh, I'm so happy. I can hardly believe it's true after these days of suspense.
What is your little boy's name?
William Woodford.
You think that Bill is going to remember this day?
Beg pardon?
You think that Bill is going to remember this day?
Well, we're going to see that he does.
You bet you are.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you're talking over WISN, and we're awfully glad to have heard from you. Thanks an awful lot.
Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to try to get over to the curb a little closer. I have a microphone wire here, and it's quite a problem keeping it under control. The people can't see it very well. And now to turn back to the street, even more, I can't understand. They must come from more places besides Milwaukee, all these people that are pointing. Here's a sailor. Here's a pharmacist mate, isn't that right?
No, I'm an H.A. Deucer.
You're a what?
H.A. Deucer, a hospital apprentice.
You're a hospital apprentice?
That's right.
Have you been overseas? You haven't yet,
no,
have you?
I haven't, sir.
No, you won't be going overseas. Probably wouldn't.
I hope not.
What do you think of all this?
I think it's grand, sir.
How long have you been in?
9 months, sir.
Are you from Milwaukee?
No, I'm not. I'm from Zanesville, Ohio.
Oh, you're talking over Milwaukee's radio station, WISN. Would you like to tell these folks here you're a man in the armed forces? Do you think these Japs are going to try it again very soon?
I hope not, sir. After the beating they've been getting, I don't think they will.
You think they're pretty sorry by now they ever thought of that December 7 business they pulled before?
They won't do it again for a long time.
I don't think they will, do you?
No.
Thanks an awful lot, sailor. You know, folks, as you see all these people milling up and down the street, it's just a mass, a sea of humanity, and you somehow have the feeling that these people of Milwaukee, these people of America, aren't going to let it happen again. That no matter what comes, no matter how good or how bad the news, they're going to be behind it, and they're going to see it through. I never saw so many people happy in my life. Just a minute. Here's a lady we'd like to hear from right here.
From the Journal?
This is WISN, the Milwaukee Sentinel Station.
Hello,
Good coaching and good repeating. What is your name, young lady?
Pat.
Pat, where are you? Patsy Lou?
Tell her we are.
Isn't that a pretty name?
Yes.
Where do you live, Patsy?
2721A North 25.
You know what all this noise is for and all these people are shouting about?
Because the war is over.
That's
and
right.
And bring home my daddy.
Oh, swell. Isn't that fine? How long has your daddy been away?
A year. And
well.
Her mommy's been gone 8 months.
Oh, is your mother in the service, too?
No, she's in the hospital.
She's in the hospital.
Oh. Oh, but your daddy and mother will be home pretty soon, though, won't
yes.
they? Oh, that's fine. Well, I hope so, too. Thanks an awful lot, Patsy.
Bye.
Goodbye. My, what a nice little girl. Well, we don't want these people to trip over this cable here. And no, thank you. I don't care for an extra. I have plenty of extra business in my hands right now. Well, let's see if there isn't another serviceman in the crowd here. You know, all the service people seem to have been taken up on the shoulders of... Just a minute, somebody pointed out us. Here we are. Here's a private first class. And he says, but we don't believe him, that he doesn't want to say anything. But we want to hear from him. What is your name, sir?
Carol.
Gerald?
Carol.
Carol, yeah. Where are you from?
New Jersey.
That's your last name?
Yeah.
What part of New Jersey?
Westfield.
Just a minute, I've got to get this wire again here. People are playing jump rope here.
Yeah, sure.
Can't blame them, can you? What do you think of all this?
Oh, it's wonderful.
You think they're celebrating like this back in New Jersey? I'll bet they are.
Oh, yeah, sure. You bet, all over.
Do you think the Japs are going to try this again very soon?
Oh, I hope not.
Not
hope
if you not. And I and 140 million other people can help it, is that
no,
right?
No, I don't think so, not for a while.
Who's the young lady with you?
Is that's Janice Flensing.
Oh, your wife-to-be?
That's right.
Well, swell. Janice, how are you, Janice?
Just fine.
Are you a Milwaukee girl?
That's right.
And you're willing to take on this New Jersey man? Do you know anything about New Jersey men?
Yes, I do.
Well, they're American men, aren't they? That's good enough for you. What do you think of all this celebration?
Well, it's wonderful.
Where do you live?
On Buckley Street.
Oh, yes. Well, now, did you expect this victory to come as soon as it did?
No, I didn't.
You didn't. What do you think made it come as fast as it did?
Oh, I don't know.
Did you have, along with a lot of other people, nervous prostration all day, wondering and doubting and dreaming?
Sure, yes.
Well, we all do. Well, thanks an awful lot and a lot of happiness to both of you. By the way, you've been talking over radio station WISN, and we're glad to have heard from you. Milwaukee Sentinel. This must be a newsboy. Are you a newsboy?
Yes.
Here's a Sentinel newsboy, and after all, we ought to hear from a Sentinel newsboy. What is your name, young fellow?
Henry Kozadowski.
And where are you from? What is your address?
1820 North Warren Avenue.
North Warren? What are you doing way downtown here? Huh?
Visiting.
Just visiting? You have friends here in the Riverside, do you? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Down here for VJ. What does VJ Day mean?
Victory Japan.
Victory over Japan. I bet the Japanese are sorry about this night, don't you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any friends in the service, or brothers or sisters?
No brothers, but I have cousins.
Cousins. They'll be back pretty soon, won't they?
Yeah.
You'll be glad to see you back. Well, thanks an awful lot, young fellow. And I'm going to assume that he spoke for all the Sentinel carriers. A typical American boy. I hear a drum somewhere in the distance, but I can't see the band. There's evidently a band. If that band gets through the crowd, it's better than I am. Of course, there are more of them. And people always stand aside to see a band. I can hear the horns now, and ladies and gentlemen, you'll be able to hear them pretty soon.
Is there anybody home listening to the radio today?
Yes, there's a lot of people home listening to the radio. After all, there's a lot of people who can't get out of the house, and a lot of people who don't want to get mixed up in such a big crowd, people with little children and so forth. While we're waiting for this band, ladies and gentlemen, let's not forget that the purchasing of war bonds is not a thing of the past, that we have a lot yet to do for the servicemen who are coming home, because we can't afford to forget what they have done for us while they have been away. After all, it's the servicemen and women who have made this day of victory possible. So keep on buying those war bonds until your government says that it's no longer necessary. Remember, you get back 4 for $3. You don't lose a cent. You have everything to win. Look how much you've won already. You have a lot more to go. Well, let's see if we can hear. Here's a fellow over here. I just caught his eye, and he's smiling bashfully. He doesn't want to... That was me kicking the wire. He doesn't want to talk, but we're going to see if he hasn't... What is your name, sir? What is your name? This is WISN Milwaukee.
J.J. Meisel.
Meisel?
That's
where do you live, Mr. Meisel?
Newport Avenue.
You trying to get away from me in the crowd.
No, I...
Oh, you didn't. You're not bashful or anything, no. Got Mike fright?
Huh?
No, you haven't got Mike fright. What do you think of this day?
Wonderful.
Mr. Meisel, you remember the last armistice those days, don't you? How does this celebration compare with that one? Were you in Milwaukee then?
I was.
How does this one compare with that?
It's equal as good.
Equally as good. Maybe even a little
bit
better.
Maybe more. Yes,
this is the second armistice,
and
this one is for keeps, isn't it?
That's right.
Well, thanks an awful lot, Mr. Meisel. I'm glad to have heard from you. Well,
and thank you, Bob Johnson, there at the Riverside Theater in downtown Milwaukee. We return now to our studios. We take you now to 3rd and Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Milwaukee for a description by Hugh Williams.
Thank you very much, Milt Brandle. Once again, we're talking to you from the second floor of the F.W. Grand Store here in Milwaukee on 3rd and Wisconsin Avenue. It's been, about 3/4 of an hour since we talked to you from this location last, and at that time, the crowd was gradually growing. At the present time, from our vantage point, looking either north or south, it seems as if you wanted to, you could just walk right up top of each and everybody's head, and you get from one direction to the other. The crowd is tremendous down here. In fact, it is so tremendous that on the west side of the street at the present time, people are just slowly creeping along like snails. They can't seem to make any progress. We've had quite a bit of hilarity down in this corner. At the present time, we have 2, 4, 6, 7, 8. We have 9 policemen on this corner alone. If you remember in reading your newspapers and information that you gained, there was going to be approximately 400 policemen on duty in the center of Milwaukee. Well, that's very obvious by the number of policemen that we do have here. Their sole purpose on this corner is to let traffic go through, such as emergency vehicles, like I stressed before. And now, those are very few and far between. Cats of all descriptions are on the corner in evidence this evening. Those that couldn't buy the paper hats, it seems that they must have had their wives or daughters or whatever you have, knit hats. We have had all types of hats, odd hats, pointed hats. Here's a fellow down right below us. He has a paper sack on his head. Uh-oh, there he goes. Every so often a sailor walks by here, and it seems like he's the same sailor. And any young lady that he reaches, well, that young lady is going to get kissed. And it's very much an evidence that very few of them don't mind getting kissed at the present time. Well, that pinch has been going on about 2 minutes right now, and he doesn't seem to want to break it up. Well, I don't blame him either. Such a happy day. We'd like to let you listen to the crowd. If you heard us before, we'll just show you how it has increased. Here's a fellow below us. He has a horn, I would say, about 5 feet long, a brass horn. It could be one of those horns that was used in days gone by. One of those horns that you find out in front of the King's Palace. Here are about 40 soldiers all lined up, and they're walking with, single file. Their backs, hands and backs, we should say, is correct. Right now we have somebody up here with us. How do you do? What's your name? Somebody's backing off. We have guests up here this evening. We'd like to get their impressions.
We work in the store.
Work in the store.
You bet.
What do you do down here?
Oh, I manage the meat department.
Oh, you manage the meat department.
That's
You're just the man I wanted to talk to right now. You're just the man. You think your day is over with now?
You ain't kidding.
From now on, you got to be nice to us. Have you got any ideas what's going to happen after tonight about the meat situation? Think we're going
to
get more?
Well, pretty hard
to say. Come
on, stick,
stick your neck out.
Pretty hard to say. We make it more, we make it less.
Well, it'd be good if we get more, and it'd be happy if you get more.
Well, that's all we have. We have to have more for the other people than we have for ourselves.
That's right.
People out there on the other side were starving, but we had a little more.
That's absolutely true. We may have had scarcities around here, but we still had enough to live on and keep the old rosy cheeks.
That's
very true.
Some of those people out there starve.
What is your name, by the way?
Well, my name is Norman Vikrowski.
All right, Melvin, thanks very much. What do you think of the crowd down below there?
Very nice. It's a big crowd.
How many people would you say are down there? Can you take a guess?
Approximately?
Yeah.
You mean this right now?
That's right.
Oh, I would say about... Pretty hard to say.
It's hard to say, isn't it?
Well, you have so many heads up here.
That's right. I am afraid to offer a prediction myself, too, just how many people are out in the street in front of us. It could be anywhere from 60,000 and on up, I would say.
Oh, I'd say all over 65,000, 70,000.
It's terrific downtown right here at the present time. Although the crowd at the present time is more than orderly, we possibly will see some gayer activity as the evening progresses. We have across the street a veteran of the last war. And a while back, we had a sailor, and I presume it was his wife, walk up to this vet, shake his hands, and kiss him. I'm telling you, that old gent is really happy. He's over there, and he has the whole crowd. Every so often, he gets, maybe 40, 50 people around him, and he shakes hands with a whole bunch, just as if he came back from this war that we've just gotten over with. Children are down here. Here's a child below us riding on her father's shoulder. Incidentally, that cap I told you a while back about, that was a knitted cap, that gentleman is down below us. It looks like somebody had taken a pumpkin and put it on his head, tied a string around the top of it, and squeezed one end together. A while back, we had some youngsters down here with drums. As yet, we've had no bands, no parades on 3rd and Wisconsin Avenue. Our position, if we'd like to remind you, is on the second floor of F.W. Grand. Across the way in some of the buildings, we have them filled with people who have cameras, fortunate people indeed, who are getting pictures of this sight that they will always remember. I know I can't get pictures of him, but I will never forget this August 14th on VJ Day. A glorious sight indeed. At the present time, they haven't turned on the downtown lights. The street lights have not been turned on. The stop signs, they have turned off. So the traffic just keeps moving one direction or other. Firecrackers, where they got them, we don't know, but they've got them and they're having a good time with them. A while back here, a young man was carrying a paper card that he must have taken from in front of one of the theaters, showing a young lady in very scanty attire, trading down Wisconsin Avenue with this big paper card. And what do we got going on down here? Somebody is getting kissed again. Well, anyhow, this chap was carrying this big paper card of a portrait of a young lady. Some sailor spied it. And he walked up to that thing and put his arms around it and said, "Honey, I'm here. You aren't going to leave me all night." He possibly was a shy character and wanted to carry on. We can see quite a few of the hotels from our position. And each and every room seems to be filled. Everybody is viewing the scene from advantageous points. I'll grant you that being down below is a little rugged at the present time. I'm very happy that we're up here. Otherwise, we'd just get caught in the crowd, and you would have to continue on. We have a bicycle out in the middle of the street, and somebody has taken the bicycle away from the fella. He's trying to ride it up Wisconsin Avenue, but they cannot ride it. He's having an awful time. If an automobile can't get through this crowd, neither can a bicycle. And we noticed a while back there were individuals on Wisconsin Avenue with boxes filled full of hats, horns, and noisemakers of all types. Now we see a chap across the street from us carrying one of these Hawaiian leis, the braids of flowers that are strung around the neck. He seems to be selling those down there. I doubt if he's going to sell very, very many of them. By the time he gets out to collect his money, they're going to be all gone. His profits are going to be on the red side this evening. We're very much afraid. But to him, it won't matter, because this is VJ here in the good old United States. The lights have gone on downtown in Milwaukee here. That terrific explosion, if you heard that, is one of these bombs that, well, they shoot up into the air, and as it explodes, maybe about 200-300 feet in the air. We'll let you listen to more of this crowd. Come on downtown and enjoy VJ Day. As if the crowd is in very good spirits, there is no roughness being carried on. It's just everybody walking back and forth, shaking hands with whoever they see, turning around and patting each other on the back. It's just one happy day. Everybody is a friend to each other. Because the war is over, they have nothing to complain about. Better days are coming. They know it, we know it. With that peace security plan that has been instituted in San Francisco, they know, we know, that we're going to be safe for a long time to come from future aggression. There aren't too many children downtown at the present time.
Most of the folks are elderly people, middle-aged people, or just out enjoying the fresh air. And it is a beautiful night here in Milwaukee. There are rain clouds in evidence off and to the west, and we have a weather forecast of possibly rain, but at the present time, it's just cool enough, and there's enough breeze to be enjoyable in such a huge crowd as is here. If you look up Wisconsin Avenue or down Wisconsin Avenue, from my point here, you cannot even see concrete. You cannot even see sidewalk. All you can see is the street, and it's filled with human beings. It's literally filled. The telephone wires that are crossing the street are filled with paper remnants. The street is just literally cluttered with paper. Possibly just a few short days ago, we were reminding everybody that there was a paper shortage. Well, if there's a paper shortage tonight, I don't know what they're talking about, because it's all down in the street. And as far as unemployment goes after this war, well, tomorrow there won't be unemployment for the street cleaners, because they're going to have a job cleaning up Wisconsin Avenue and the surrounding territory. There are quite a few servicemen walking the street. They seem to be the most joyous. The simple reason that very shortly they'll be home and be back in peacetime occupation. They're having the most fun. They're jumping around. As I said, this one individual was kissing every girl. I haven't spotted him yet. I think he's gone off into different locations. Oh, I don't see why he moved. He could stay right in this one corner and meet the whole town of Milwaukee and a lot of the community surrounding Milwaukee. All the buildings are closed here in Milwaukee. We have a cab trying to get through, and there's a whole bunch of civilians and sailors on the back of that cab hanging onto it, and he can't move. He's just sitting there, and he can't move. Something must have happened down there. I see some sailors shooting dice. They figure, well, the war is over. Tonight's our night to shoot dice. We can shoot dice. We don't care about the MPs. I hope they win. I hope they lose. I suppose it doesn't matter to either of them what happened. As I said before about the stores, all downtown stores are closed. The movies are open, by what I can see by the marquees. Whether they're doing any business, I don't know. They may be havens for the people who would like to get out of this tremendous crowd. But insofar as popcorn stands and the like, they have closed. And each store downtown here in Milwaukee seems to have a representative just hanging around in case something should happen, like possibly the crowd could surge and break windows. Well, they can be there to protect them. What have we got down here now? There's a huge crowd gathered down here. Huh? The policeman is bending over. Something has happened. We'll let you know in just a moment. Oh, we see a sailor down there. He's feeling a little gay. He fell down. Oh, and is he happy. Oh, he got a handful of rice. That's what he's doing. He's throwing rice. We'll let you listen to this crowd once more. Come on downtown. Well, over across the road there, if you heard that horn honk, somebody's got one of these big horns that, well, in the old days, they had them on the side and you pushed them with your foot and they went honk honk. One of those things. Children roaming the streets down here with pop bottles, drinking pop. I heard about an incident a while back. A young man up at the Riverside Theater, I believe it was really celebrating. He had himself two quarts of spirits, and anybody else that came along could readily enjoy his spirit and liquefied company along with him. He didn't seem to matter who the party was, just as long as they wanted to enjoy BJ with him. We have a lot of veterans on the street now, veterans of the foreign wars, the last war. They're in their uniforms, parading the streets. We have another dice game down in front of us. Let's see. Here we go with a firecracker. Let's listen. Well, yet nothing has happened yet. Must have been one of those fizzles, I guess, in these wartime days. Gone by wartime days. Firecrackers just don't work. We have a girl down here. She's taken off the soldier's uniform. I should say his shirt. He still has his pants. She has his shirt on in Bobby Sox style and his cap. And he's walking in his undershirt. Well, all well and good if he can get by with it. Good enough for him. We have people waving up at us up here, people that would like us to come down on the street, but we're leaving that portion of the program to Bob Johnson over in the Riverside Theater. We feel a little happy in being up on the second floor of the FW Grand Store here in Milwaukee, 3rd and Wisconsin Avenue. It's peaceful where we're at. Down below, it's a little heavy. Right, Dick, we have with us tonight up here is our engineer, Dick Richards, on duty. He seems to be enjoying himself. He's back reading the paper. Dick, would you like to say a few words? What do you think about VJ Day in Milwaukee? Oh, come on.
Well, we waited a long time for this. I'm just glad to see it's here.
You're glad to see it's here, and I imagine a lot of us are. Well, Dick, we might as well return to the studio. There's nothing more here at the present time.
Thank you very much, Hugh Williams. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Hugh Williams in downtown Milwaukee, 3rd Street, and Wisconsin Avenue.
Once again, thanks to you, Milt Brannell, and from the second floor of F.W. Grand on 3rd and Wisconsin Avenue, we're going to try to give you a little more description of what's happening downtown in Milwaukee, especially on Wisconsin Avenue, where from an advantage point, we can just see people, 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 and more people. And everybody's happy. We haven't seen a fight. We haven't seen an argument during the time that we've been up here. That's going close to 2.5-3 hours. Since that time, we haven't seen one bit of, well, mercenary attitude toward anybody. Everybody's happy. Points that people can gain, like climbing on top of a stop-and-go light. They climb up there, and they perch up there, and wave, and shake hands with everybody that comes by. People reach up to shake hands with them. We find a lot of people down here. Must be war workers celebrating the fact that the president has proclaimed 2 days vacation right off the bat for those who have been working so hard. Seems that a lot of them must have left the mills or didn't even go to work, possibly starting their vacation right now, are downtown enjoying themselves. Even if they're just walking up and down Wisconsin Avenue, blocks on end, that may be work to the average person, but not to them this evening. We look over to the south of us. We can see a sign hung over a restaurant, done up in lights, shows a man with a big bowl of soup. Well, for those people who eat downtown quite regular, who have to rely on restaurants, we wonder if tomorrow or sometime in the future it's going to mean more butter. Oh, delicious butter. And all the things that go with the good old American way of living. And then across the street is a cigarette sign. We wonder about that, too. All those things to look forward we have, we know that we're going to have more of them. We know that we're going to return to our good old American way of life, just the way life is thronging past us down Milwaukee this evening. The crowd seems to be getting a little more boisterous. Instead of just walking up and down the avenue, they seem to be stopping in crowds. The traffic seems to be knotted in certain places. And as I said, this kissing business seems to be going just a little heavier. In fact, any time that you can look down, now there's a young man in a brown suit, civilian naturally, and the young lady in a rose dress. And they've seemed to have been hanging on for quite some time. They just don't want to break it up. The crowd just keeps walking by as if nothing were happening. I mean, that isn't important to see somebody kissing on the street because we have the main thing, VJ Day here in Milwaukee. On the side streets, there seems to be more traffic now. Most of the people were on Wisconsin Avenue, but looking east and west, they see that those streets are rapidly becoming jammed, full of people, as if the officers down here have not had to stop any arguments. Here's a sailor down here picking up some lady. Who he is, he doesn't know. She doesn't care who he is either. Picks her up in his arms, and they're walking along. Say, we invite you to listen to WISN tomorrow for news as to length or number of days vacation for this vicinity. Now, over VJ Day. Oh, I see. In other words, we don't know how long. 2 days or 1 day. We aren't sure. Well, I was under the impression that it was going to be 2 days. I stand corrected on that then. It'll be announced tomorrow whether it's going to be 1 or 2 days. So listen tomorrow to WISN for news on that score, whether We're going to have 1 day or 2 day vacation. We'd like to have you listen to the crowd right now. There's a cowbell down here somebody has. A gay time with it. Rice just seems to be flowing very freely. No, we've been unable to get good rice for a while. But I suppose this is of a poor vintage, so far as rice goes. We'd like to put out sort of a small call here. We are stuck in this building. We're going to stay here until this crowd goes home. Dick seems to... over there seems to... he forgot to get something to eat. Last he had was early this afternoon. He thought, well, I'll have plenty of time to go home and get something to eat. If anybody has anything in the form of food or sandwiches, just get a bucket and throw it up to the second floor, and I'm sure Dick will appreciate it. Uh-oh, there he goes. Somebody else has found himself a companion. Well, I imagine you heard those firecrackers. And so far, nobody's been hurt by the firecrackers. I've noticed on occasion where some firecrackers have been thrown up into the air. The wind has taken them and blown them into the midst of crowds. Fortunately enough, they seem to explode at their feet instead of close to the heads. Somebody is going to get hurt here in Milwaukee. That has to be. But I imagine they realize that themselves, and they really don't care because it's a happy day. The buildings across from us are just jammed with people, people leaning out windows, throwing paper. The street is literally covered with paper at the present time. Any type of paper that they can get. Some people must have prepared for it by cutting up paper into real fine pieces. Others have the stringer type of confetti. And then there's just old newspapers, anything old in the form of paper. The curbs are just littered with paper. I would say that the curbs are 6 inches covered with all types of paper. Seems to be blown off towards more of the center of the, or on the sides of the road, more so than in the center of the road.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Hugh Williams on 3rd and Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, giving you a first-hand description of the goings-on on the avenue. We return now to our studios. This is WISN Milwaukee. I'd like to call to your attention several important announcements. The first one is that the stores, department stores in downtown Milwaukee and vicinity will be closed tomorrow officially. However, we invite you to stay tuned to WISN and listen to more late news.